Washington, D.C.'s Mix 107.3 is WRQX Washington. 6 o'clock in the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
A little Facebook Live this morning on Mix 107.3 D.C. on Facebook. If you guys are up, grab your smart device and join us in studio.
Yeah.
Jimmy Alexander, Erica Hillary, Producer Blair.
That's me.
Lisa Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for getting up with us. Cold enough for you?
Yes. Oh.
10 degrees rolling down River Road today. Oh. 10. I kept waiting for the thermometer to get to 9. Started at 12. Mm. Went to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Got excited. Almost single digits. 10.
Boom.
And then we stopped. And then
no.
It warmed up. Oh, man. today's high, 31.
Hey!
Wow. I heard a weather forecaster describe that as mild.
Well,
mild, I think.
Compared to 9,
yeah.
31
yeah.
is mild. Wednesday, some rain. I keep my eye open here for a little bit of precipitation, mixed and or otherwise. Doesn't look like it until, well, maybe next week sometime, because we're going to stay warm enough aloft and at the surface, about 50 degrees on Wednesday, or that would be snow.
Aloft.
So we all watched some football over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the officiating has been absolutely dreadful this year in the NFL.
Ugh.
I mean, really, really bad, to the point where some teams that probably should be going to the Super Bowl are not going to the
yeah.
Super Bowl.
Saints.
Or should have made it on in the playoffs. There is an obscure rule on the books that would give NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell
mm-hmm.
the power to
yeah.
change the outcome of the Rams-Saints game and send Nolans to the Super Bowl.
Could you imagine?
It's all over that botched call of pass interference. You remember the same thing happened to the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
An unbelievable hit. Helmet to helmet and otherwise not called. Guy should have been ejected. We should have gotten, first and 15. Yada, yada, yada. Didn't happen. Doesn't happen. But Rule 17, Section 2, Article 1 says the commissioner has the sole authority to investigate and take corrective measures if any calamity occurs in an NFL game which the commissioner deems so extraordinarily unfair or outside the accepted tactics that such action has a major effect on the result of the game.
He does not want to get involved in this. Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, it's there for Saints fans.
Yeah.
Article 3 adds, the commissioner's powers include the reversal of a game's result.
Mm.
Or, and this is, there's a petition. Saints fans want another game. Instead of that stupid Who Watches It Pro Bowl, on the 27th, they want to run another championship game.
Well,
nobody watches the Pro Bowl.
No.
It's a phone it in, go out, to Hawaii, bring your family and friends with you. It's a meaningless game that nobody watches.
Yeah.
So why not? Can you imagine?
That would be fascinating.
A redo? It's like a steel cage match, Jimmy.
I guess. Yes.
They're going to put a steel cage around the field.
Brother, no one's going to come in.
You know what? Nature boy Ric Flair's going to come in.
Great,
two men go in, one man comes out.
So let me finish this. Yeah. And then, the reversal of the game's results or the rescheduling of a game, either from the beginning or from the point at which the extraordinary act occurred.
Oh my God.
So they could literally rewind the clock, put everybody back on the field. I mean, how do you recreate the condition?
Yeah.
The frozen tundra. You can't. Of course, this is not happening.
No.
It's not happening. Even though Saints coach Sean Payton says the officials told him they blew the call. The Rams defender, Roby Coleman, admitted he committed pass interference. He actually posted that yesterday. He says, yeah, man, that was straight up PI. So he has admitted they don't even have to go to the judge, jury, let's go see the ballots.
Yeah.
He's admitting it.
Mm.
He says he was beaten on the place where he just clocked him. Saints fans are still fuming about the no call, including Harry Connick Jr.
He
called the officiating disgraceful and said he's so sickened that he's boycotting the Super Bowl.
You
weren't invited, Harry.
Yeah.
Just like me. Both of us are watching at home.
He's boycotting.
I'm not getting any guacamole or chips. I'm not watching.
He's calling the booth review on outcome-altering plays, and some others are demanding that as well. They're talking about a rule change for next year where something like pass interference, either if it occurred or didn't occur, could be a replay opportunity. Boy, this game is going to take 14 hours to complete.
Really?
Now.
Yeah, right?
Every time.
Mm-hmm. Well, what a way for Goodell to be more popular. And, you know, he's had so many problems with New England anyway. To do a redo, he'd wake up and Belichick be in his bedroom. You don't need that.
It's scary. The NFL will reportedly discuss again the possibility of making calls reviewable with coaches' challenges in the offseason. That's what the big rules committee meeting will be about. That would have made the obvious call correctable, but it may open a big can of worms for most judgment calls where there's a lot of gray area. Remember, it's a judgment call on the field. And now it's going to take not only all the power away from officials, which in a lot of cases is a good thing, but it's also just going to stop the game. And, you know, what we're doing basically is we're letting the computers play the game now. The officials still struggle to define exactly what a catch is. Remember, is it a catch if the ball touches the ground? Yeah, there were a couple of those moments where his hand was under it, but the ball clearly moved when it hit the ground.
Yep.
That occurred in both games this weekend. It's going to get to the point where you may as well just let the computers play. Speaking of Nolan's front page headline in the city's Times-Picayune was reffing unbelievable. Reffing unbelievable.
Oh, I like it.
Clever.
Yeah. Very, very clever. So there you go. That's what's up in the NFL with
the horrible calls. That would be unbelievable if they did another game. My God.
I think it'd be pretty cool. Just imagine the ratings for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ratings would be off the hook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody would watch it just to see. And if the outcome were different, then would we be playing a game again the following week?
You'd have to get more
because
time.
Because of a blown call. Well, would they push the Super Bowl back to the 10th?
We'd have to watch Giselle get all upset about the game.
Exactly.
My husband can do it all. A throw and catch here. I love him.
Oh,
I love him.
Your life's much simpler than that. And you have a shot at the $1,000 Workday Payday. No instant replay required, my friends. On the way this morning, about half an hour away, Disney and Ice presents Worlds of Enchantment for you on the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Good morning from Mix 107.3.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show. Spotlight on Erica.
I wore an eye patch. I don't remember middle school. I choose to forget it.
Mix 107.3.
Today I'm bearing gifts, Jack.
Oh, Jimmy.
What?
Erica.
Please.
You know, over the weekend, I went to an exclusive store. Now, not just anybody can walk in this place.
Ooh.
I mean, it's kind of... I wouldn't say the creme de la creme show up there, but I think it's kind of, champagne dreams and caviar wishes.
Kind of a big
deal.
Really? Wow.
It's called TJ Maxx.
Oh.
And I went into TJ Maxx, and there is, they have those little trinkets there.
Yeah.
And it's like people come to your home and...
TJ Maxx, is it clothing? Trinkets?
Well, no, they have, they have home furniture.
Home section.
Because it's owned by the same people who own Marshalls.
Right.
Home goods.
The home goods store.
A lot of trinkets when you're trying to check out and then you just keep adding stuff to your basket.
And so what happened, JD, is, people come to my home and go, that's really nice. I'm like, it could be yours, too, for a $4.99 at the home goods store or TJ Maxx.
Wow.
And, Jack, there's something that I'm always looking for you. There's something that you love, and I can never find one, but I found it this weekend, and I'd like to give it to you, my friend.
Jimmy, please.
Look at the wrapping job.
Here you go, and you'll have to describe to everybody what it is.
It's a black Holstein cow.
It's a cow. Jack loves
the cows.
And it's, I think, a cow creamer.
It
cow
is.
Cow creamer.
See, you hold his tail, and cream
exactly.
comes out of his mouth.
That's cute.
Let me see his mouth. There's a little hole.
It's black.
Very cute.
And Jack, we have matching ones because there's a red one, and I kept the red one, so that's on my stove.
Aww.
Well, my cow will come over and see your
cow. And since I couldn't have one thing for just Jack.
Right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Erica, this is for you.
I love presents. Yay.
Oh.
And again, be careful because it was a TJ Maxx.
Right.
It was $3.85. I got this is perfect for Erica. It's a wine glass.
Well, first of all, this wine glass would hold a bottle of wine. So, hello.
That is a
huge
wine glass.
I love those non-stem wine glasses.
Yes.
This is the new kind of hot thing. Rydell, the manufacturer of high end.
They bought some of these.
Those are
smaller.
Fabulous.
This
yes.
is big. It's lovely. And then, of course, it's monogrammed for me. It says half sweetheart, half savage.
Oh!
Half sweetheart, half the glass, the other half savage.
That's what, and it's, as you can see, Erica size.
Very nice.
It's even huge.
Fit in my hand.
Wine glass.
Fit a quart of white and wine
love
in that.
It.
And then, they'll generally sell wine by the quart, but in this case.
And for Blair, I'm like, what can I find for Blair? It was difficult, but then I turned around and I saw
a bee
for Blair.
Oh, that's right. A wooden bee.
I believe everybody should have initials in their home.
You do.
Yes.
Richie has one set. You have 14.
Thank you, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Well, his initials, again, are RBF.
Which I love.
And
resting bitch face?
Well, yes.
Blair.
I think that, you know.
So this early?
So people, I don't want them coming in and getting the wrong message, so we just have one for his right now. But it is one of those tours that you can go through.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I need to stop myself. I need to stop myself.
Yeah.
I need to stop
myself.
Dangerous. Yeah.
Well, don't stop as long as you're gifting. I mean,
yeah. Right.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show. Spotlight on Blair.
What am I going to do? Sit in a corner with a dunce cap on?
Mix 107.3.
Jack Diamond Morning Show's late night update is next, along with a chance for you to pick up a 4-pack of tickets. You and three guests go to Disney on Ice Presents Worlds of Enchantment right after 5 Seconds of Summer. Mix 107.3. All right. Caller 25, 1-800-727-1073. I want to make this easy for you to go see great production of Disney on Ice Presents Worlds of Enchantment. In fact, for four of you, coming to the Capital One Arena February 14th, Valentine's Day through the 18th, plus a really nice swag bag of Disney merch. 1-800-727-1073. Hi, guys. If you're up early, you probably did not stay up late last night to watch late night television. We did and compiled the funny from Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Fallon on this Jack Diamond Morning Show late night update.
Guys, check this out. Oreo is now selling the most stuff cookie, which has 3 times the stuffing of a regular Oreo. Here's my advice to Oreo. At this point, just sell a tub of frosting with a spoon.
There you go.
with a spoon, yeah. Or just use your hands, yeah.
A recall was issued last week for a brand of ready-to-eat chicken nuggets following complaints that packages had pieces of wood in them. And if there's one thing chicken nugget consumers don't want, it's a natural ingredient.
Let's hear about this. Over the weekend, conservative commentator Tommy Lahren insulted Cardi B on Twitter. Then Cardi sent a response that said, "Leave me alone, I will dog walk you." If Cardi B were in Congress, the shutdown would be over in 15 seconds.
Yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. Said Trump, "You know, the second anniversary is the wall anniversary."
But the list of his accomplishments are endless. More than 6,000 tweets in office, at least half of those with no misspellings at all. More than 100 days on the golf course, keeping tabs on the environment. And let's not forget the election itself. Donald Trump got 62 million votes, second most of any presidential candidate in 2016. And how much do we pay him for all this winning? In the 2 years since he took office, our president has taken $0 in salary, and he's earned every penny of that.
That's right.
Today is day 31 of the government shutdown. Now that the shutdown is over 30, Democrats are just hoping Trump will start to lose interest.
800,000 government employees have either been furloughed or forced to work without pay. Trump hasn't forgotten them, though, tweeting, "To all of the great people who are working so hard for our country and not getting paid, I say, thank you. You are great patriots."
They're not volunteering to work for free. You made them work for free by shutting down the government. You might as well have tweeted, "Thank you, great patriots. Please accept this tweet in lieu of a paycheck. Quick tip, tell your landlord Mexico is going to pay your rent."
Now, if only that were... Can I get Mexico to pay my mortgage payment? Please, James, please. Patricia Plummer in Orchard Beach, Maryland. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really well, thanks. Thanks for listening. We appreciate that.
Oh, I love listening to you all. You all motivate me every day.
Thank you, Patricia. What do you do for a living?
I'm a regional sales manager for Extraordinaire Limousine Service.
Well, listen, Maryland. Please, if you want a limousine, you want an extraordinary one, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Did she say she was district manager or assistant to the district manager?
No, she's the district sales manager, not assistant to the Listen, Patricia.
Send me some transportation, Jimmy.
Well, you know what? Here's what I want you to do. Hook yourself up with a limo because you're going to take some friends or family members with you to go see Disney and Ice Presents Worlds of Enchantment at the Capital One. Well, great. Capital One Arena, February 14th through the 18th, plus a swag bag of nice Disney merchandise, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so excited. They're going to be so excited.
Well, good. Thanks.
9 and 12.
Oh, that's a perfect age, so you guys will have a great time. Patricia, thanks for listening every day. Means the world to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Panic at the Disco just here, and they're next in 30 seconds on Mix.
Mix 107.3. DC's best music mix and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. More is next.
A round of What Would Jack Do right after 7 this morning here on the Jack Diamond Morning Show, Mix 107.3. I don't even know what today's situation is, but we'll find out about 7:10. Somebody would like a little advice from the show.
Okay. I would like a little advice from the show.
Blair?
I don't know how to show my face around my apartment complex at this time.
At least your apartment complex is dissing you, not you dissing them.
Well, I was busted doing something so embarrassing.
Oh, God.
Would you like Judge Jack, or what would Jack do?
I was dumpster diving.
Oh. Mm.
In the dumpster.
It's come to that, Blair?
So literally in the dumpster.
I jumped in the dumpster.
You know what's been in there, don't you?
Yeah. And luckily, it wasn't that packed, but
Well, that makes it better.
I heard dumpster diving in Philadelphia. It's called the Philadelphia Buffet. Is that true?
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I had my little step stool, and I stepped up into the dumpster, and I got in. Because what happened was, you know, we've been fighting this, like, bronchial thing, Jack, and I.
I had bronchitis. You had bronchitis.
And I was prescribed an inhaler. And our insurance didn't cover it, so I had to pay $88 for it.
Whoa.
And I threw it out by accident.
Mm. Oh, well, that's a legit dumpster dive reason.
And so I jumped in the dumpster once I realized that it was in my trash that I had thrown out a couple hours earlier.
Oh, God.
And when I was in there, a group of very nice-looking college students came out to throw out their trash. And I was the laughing stock of the entire world.
So they thought that they think you live there? Do they know you live there? Or could you just pretend?
No, I told them what I was doing, and they were just like, I mean, it was hilarious that they went to go throw the trash in there, and there was a human.
You poked your head up, went, I was not like, so soon.
Stop. And,
lady, you could go to Goodwill, and they'll have some of this stuff here for you.
Did you, nobody took pictures today or shoot video?
It happened on Friday night. I was in the trash at about 8.
You don't hear that every day.
I was in the dumpster at about 8 on a Friday night, and these boys.
Boy, Blair, life has taken a turn when on a Friday night you're in a dumpster.
Well, that's the thing is I was very concerned because I basically threw $88 in the trash. Yeah. And these boys who had been clearly drinking and were like, I don't know, college, maybe just graduated.
I like how you're the one in the dumpster and you're saying that they have been drinking.
It really would be, sort of euphemistic for she's loaded. Yeah. She's in the dumpster.
In the dumpster.
Right?
But as they were going to throw out their trash and make their way over to the bar area, like the bars near my house, I thought to myself, you know, I used to be cool like that. Now I'm here in a dumpster on a Friday
looking
night
for my inhaler.
Yeah.
Which makes it worse.
Exactly, for my bronchial infection. I mean, it was just so embarrassing. And now I'm, like, so scared to see these guys because they're going to be like, there's the crazy girl who was in the dumpster.
You know,
that's right.
I think a question that we're all wondering is, where was your husband and why wasn't he helping you?
Yeah.
Please, it was 2 degrees out. You think he's going to be in the dumpster? No, he's inside.
Wouldn't go rescue you by, you're not feeling well, you know, you shouldn't be around fumes and stuff.
Yeah. He's watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, catching up on
And there's another part of this. If you needed a step stool to get into the dumpster, then wouldn't you have needed help to get out of the dumpster?
Good point, James.
I kind of jumped and
You burned those clothes, didn't you? And the shoes that were in that dumpster.
What are you talking about? I'm wearing them right now.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding.
I'm surprised she wasn't bare feet, to be honest.
Oh, Jimmy!
No, don't hug me. Don't touch me with that. No! Jeez!
WRQX Washington, a Cumulus station.
7 o'clock on the Jack Diamond Morning Show in Washington, D.C. The radio station with the money, honey. Mm-hmm. The $1,000 workday payday. Yes, we're playing this morning. Put a grand in your hand here on Mix this morning.
D.C.'s best music mix.
Mix 107.3.
What would Jack do? Do when a problem comes up? Confused, what would Jack do?
All right, time again for another edition of What Would Jack Do? I don't know anything about this story other than Tori is listening and nice enough to call and needs some kind of help. Hi, Tori.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. Thanks. Appreciate you listening and calling. So how can we help?
Well, I guess my pride is hurting.
Okay.
My brother got engaged, and soon-to-be sister-in-law just had her bachelor party in Vegas.
Wow, nice. So I guess you guys had a great time.
Well, I wouldn't know, because I wasn't invited.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Big group, small group? What kind of group was this?
Oh, it was a big group. There was like 13 girls there.
So you certainly could have been invited. Gosh, it sounds like she invited everybody. What happened?
I have no idea. She invited my sister and my cousin.
She even invited the cousin, but not you?
Yeah. And like, here's the thing. Everyone knows my cousin is such a pill. Like, she's a huge killjoy. All right. And like, I, like, at family functions, like, I'm always the fun one. Like, I always get the party started. Like, I get everybody kind of like revved up and have a good time. It's just, I just can't believe they wouldn't invite me. And I was there the night they met.
Wow. Okay. Listen, Tori, something had to go horribly wrong at some point along the way for this to happen.
Honestly, I have no idea. And you know what the worst part about this is? Her family has money, so it wasn't like she couldn't invite me. Her dad paid for everything.
Hey, she even invited the lunch lady. I mean, everybody. Her favorite waiter was invited.
They even went to go see Lady Gaga, who they knows I love. That's like, that was a real knife in the coffin.
No, I'll tell you what, you're taking this pretty well, but you do need an answer to this because, yeah, hopefully they'll be married a long time, and you want to know what's going on because imagine what Christmas is going to be like and Thanksgiving. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be like really tense right now.
All right. What is her first name, Tori?
It's Melissa.
All right. Hang on a second. We're going to see if we can get Melissa on and see if she'll talk with us as well, okay?
Great.
All right, here we go.
Want to know what would Jack do? Call producer Blair at 202-895-2431.
Mix 107.3, DC's best music mix, and the Jack Diamond Morning Show. More is next.
Your niece really is stepping out the Tinder way, huh?
She is, and my niece Allison is a wonderful girl, and she's one of those people who stands up for herself. She does not put up with mess from anybody, and which is good. She's not a rug that people walk over. So a lot of guys, I guess... tend to want to do that or want to find somebody who they can...
Be a doormat.
Yeah, be a doormat. Hmm. She's not this type of person. She got this message, Jack, and she asked me what I thought about it. And it was about the first date. And I'll share with you the text that he said to her. Mm-hmm. He says, that sounds amazing, I guess, going out.
Right.
Where were you thinking? In my past dates, I bought dinner on many occasions, only never to see these women again. Love to hear what you think about handling the check. I'm not cheap, however. Whoa. I'm also not a free date. That should work, though.
Whoa.
Who proposed the date?
I think it was a mutual, like, hey, okay, we'll go out. You know.
So he wants her to pay for dinner?
Her dinner, yes.
Because he's been burned in the past.
I'd say run fast and far.
Yeah. How do you, it's not burned if you have a date and then don't see them again. Like, how does he think that's...
And for him, right up front, Erica, to say... I've been burned a bunch before.
Yeah. Mm.
What kind of tool is this guy that women are fleeing from him?
There's never a second date.
There's never a second date. If that's his track record, I think we know enough about the situation.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, You know what? I'm old school. Yeah. A gentleman should always pay.
Agreed.
Now,
absolutely.
If you invite me over to your house, I'm going to bring a bottle of wine or something with me.
That's nice.
You know, even if it was your idea, we went out to dinner with a friend on Saturday night. It was his idea, but he works long, hard hours, always busting butt, made some time to hang out with Lisa and I have dinner. I grabbed the check. He literally tried to arm wrestle it. Mm-hmm. But in this case, the guy just came from work on Saturday night.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's always a right thing to do, and I think if a gentleman takes another guy out, if it's your idea for the date, if you know you invited them, you simply do the polite thing and pay.
Yeah.
If it wasn't the greatest night of your life, that's all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
Still leave them with a positive feeling about you and you with them.
Well, and my niece's reaction to me is like, you know, Jimmy, you know, I can afford to pay for my own dinner.
Well, yeah.
You know.
That's absolutely true. And you know what? Next time, if you want to take me to your favorite place for ice cream or whatever, you can do it.
But I love, anytime you have to say this, I'm not cheap.
Make a difference.
Probably.
My girlfriend had a date with a guy, I don't know, a couple weekends ago, and he said to her, hey, we'll meet up for coffee, or if you want to meet up for something more expensive, like dinner, then we'll, you know.
Comes out and says that.
She was just like, ugh.
Well, what, so she's like, what do you think? And
what
I'm like, you know, and I said, well, do you mind, for the betterment of the Jack Diamond Morning Show, I want you to go out, just meet him.
Yes.
And she says, well, I want to tell him we'll do coffee.
Yeah.
Well, once she brought up, you know, let's have coffee. He is tune changed. She's like, well, now I feel bad about the date because I told you that. Let's do coffee and you can tell me if you want to hang out again. I really find you attractive and I don't want to waste your time.
He turned.
He wants dinner. That's what he wants. He wants her to pay for dinner.
I don't know.
Well, he wants her to pay for her own dinner, which is like...
We're already getting caught up in like the stuff that doesn't matter. That's the problem.
Well,
you know, now it's...
When you lead with, I've been burned so many times before, you pay for your own dinner.
You sound like a catch.
I'm not easy. Women have run screaming into the night for me before. I think at that point...
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Annie's on Tinder, and I'm not knocking it, but, you know, when you've sort of run out of the people in your circle, and the people you met on Tinder are running from you, we got a couple of big warning flares.
Big flags.
And notice he said, love to hear what you think about handling check. I think you're cheap if you're, like, asking that from the get-go.
And you say, I'm not cheap.
Yes.
Well, we beg to differ. Yeah. Yes, you are.
What would Jack do when a problem comes up and you're super confused? What would Jack do?
On this edition of What Would Jack Do, we got a call from Tori about a bachelorette party that she wasn't invited to by her soon-to-be sister-in-law, Melissa, who's nice enough to talk with us. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. Well, congratulations on the upcoming nuptials. I hope you guys had a good time in Vegas.
Mm. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was just definitely once in a lifetime. It was awesome.
So how many girls did you invite to your bachelorette?
We had like 13.
And you guys did Vegas up day and night, probably did a show or two.
We stayed at the Bellagio and went to see Lady Gaga.
Ooh.
Wow, you saw Lady Gaga.
Yes, it was great.
Tori, you know Tori, of course.
I do.
Tori is also on the line with us. And I guess has a question. I guess we all have a question, Melissa. You sound like a really nice girl. You had a big group. You guys had a lot of fun. But why didn't you invite Tori?
I have a super easy answer for that. And it's just because I didn't want her there.
So, Melissa, Tori was with you guys the night that you met.
Yeah, she was.
So doesn't that kind of give her entree into your bachelorette party?
I just think Tori was like the one stain on a perfect night when I met her brother.
All right, Tori, you got to talk to Melissa about this. Melissa, you got to talk to Tori about this.
See, I don't understand. Like, how did I ruin the night you met? Or if you want to know so bad that you lied to Jack Diamond, like, I'll let you know. I'm lying. Yeah, you
actually
are whining. You're being a baby.
Well, Melissa, I want to be honest with you. Tori didn't say anything negative at all. She just doesn't understand why she wasn't invited to this bachelorette and 13 other girls were.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. The night that I met her brother and we were sitting beside each other at the bar, his phone was on the bar. I saw your text, Tori, and I know what you said about me. What? Yeah. I have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah. The text said, ditch her. She has a receding hairline.
What?
Oh, my God. A joke.
And it's not, let me just tell you, it's not a receding hairline. It's a widow's peak.
What?
So apparently you don't know the difference. Okay, I'm sorry. That's why you didn't invite me. Yeah, I always thought we had a good relationship. I can't believe that, like, you take something that happened years ago and, like, it's stuck with you, but it was a joke. Like, me and my brother always do that around other people's days. Like, I wasn't being serious. I thought you were a great girl. Like, I was so happy he found you, and you're literally taking something from so long ago and using
it
against me.
I'm saying that it really hurt my feelings, and it was totally like a slap in the face.
Okay. You know what? Let me jump in here, guys, because obviously we have a misunderstanding here, and I can understand, Melissa, why your feelings were hurt. Tori, I understand blunt and sarcastic. I've worked with Jimmy Alexander for 23 years. I know
what?
Blunt and sarcastic here. Not everybody thinks comments like that are funny, and taken out of context, it could be very hurtful. Is that how you meant it, Tori? Kind of that kind of wise ass? You know, you would never dump somebody for a receding hairline, so it's obviously an exaggeration.
No, absolutely. I would never tell my brother to ditch a girl, like, especially when I could see, like, he was really into her. Like, there was no way I wanted him to ditch her. I was just being funny.
Or trying to be funny, and Melissa didn't find it. But, Melissa, can you see this, that, you know, maybe they have a wise guy relationship? I mean, nobody would dump you for a widow's peak.
I just thought it was a dumb comment. It was right in the shirt.
Maybe.
And it hurt my feelings.
Maybe that's true.
You paid me back. Like, thanks a lot.
Okay.
I mean, now we have to live with each other.
Hey guys, listen. You know, sometimes it is the most silly and innocent of things that turns into a huge brouhaha. And in this case, all it does is fester over time. Mm-hmm. Tori, would you do me a favor? Would you just give her a quick apology, but a sincere apology for that comment, because it obviously hurt her feelings.
Melissa, I am really sorry that, you know, I hurt your feelings over that text. It was never meant for you to be seen, because it was a joke between me and my brother.
Would you please accept that on face value, okay, that she is apologizing, and it was a joke?
I guess.
Oh. Okay. You know what I think we should do here? Why don't we start over again? There's enough stuff going on in the world. You don't need to carry this between the two of you.
Mm.
Why don't we send the two of you out, or, you know what, something relaxing.
Spa.
Maybe a spa day. Ooh. A spa day. Like a day of beauty with a little lunch in between.
A little bonding.
On us. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I guess. I'm down for it.
This is going to cost me hundreds of dollars. You do realize this.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
Want to know what would Jack do? Call producer Blair at 202-895-2431.
Jack Diamond Morning Show. It's Washington, D.C.'s Mix 107.3 with a $1,000 workday payday 1 hour away at 9 o'clock.
I'm being singled out. I'm being discriminated against.
Oh.
And I don't like it.
Well, this sounds serious, Erica. What's up?
It's taken me a while to realize this, but over time, it's resonated with me, and I finally understand that people don't see me as an equal.
What?
Yeah.
No, get out of here.
No. I swear.
Well,
yes, they do.
That'll make it better.
No. It's real. It's so true. So, you know, I run on the Crescent Trail,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Not going to run today. It's 9 degrees.
Not going to run today.
Icy.
Yeah, below freezing, I don't. Below freezing, it's the gym.
There's your music.
So I'm running or walking or whatever I'm doing that particular day.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person that's going faster than I am, if it's a walking day, it can be anywhere from runners up. If it's a running day for me, it can be bikers. Anybody that passes me says, on your left.
No.
Oh, I hate
that. On your left.
Mm. Yeah.
But they don't say it to the people in front of me or the people behind me. It's only me, as though they think I'm going to just lunge willy-nilly in front of them. They don't say it to the guys, these oldsters in front of me, who actually have walking sticks. They don't say it to them. They don't say it to the ladies with the strollers. They don't say it to the tweener on the bike who doesn't even know what she's doing. She's weaving around. They're not saying, on your left. It's just to me.
Do they give you the bell, too?
They give me the bell, and they yell so loudly. I'm not the dude with earbuds in. I'm not, like, why? Why me? Do I look incapable of doing what I'm doing, which is running?
You know what your nickname is.
Which
Flicka.
One?
flicker.
Yeah.
You tend to be all arms and legs flailing about.
Yeah, you flail.
Yeah.
And not when I run. I look graceful. Mm.
Oh,
yeah. Have you guys gone running with me?
Well, we've seen you run down the hall to get out of the building.
It's 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, my ass. 9:50.
9:52.
Please.
Get me out of here.
<I'm up.
laughs>
I think they just, you know, they don't want to knock you off your obviously professionally set pace.
That's not nice. See, you're just running against me, too. And you're all saying...
Erica, I've been running with you, and that gait is loosey-goosey at best.
You look like you need some tightening. We need to put you on, we need to put you on the lift. We need to make sure that these lug nuts are all tightened down. They're askew. Yeah. I think they just don't want to impede your progress down the Crescent Trail.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want you yelling at me, dude, on your lift. It's
not me, the people on the Crescent.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Right. No, of course not you.
No, you know what I do on the Crescent? I drive.
Hong Kong
time.
Out of my way.
So mean.
I know how to get to Georgetown, and it isn't the Crescent Trail. It's Wisconsin Avenue.
I don't like it.
On your left.
So what do you do? How do you respond to this?
I'm going to fight back, Jack. That's what I've decided.
What? How are you going to fight back?
I've decided that I'm going to, I'm going to have something with me.
Yeah.
That I'm going to either pelt them with. Or I'm going to put in the spoke of their bicycle as they pass me because I don't want to be yelled at. My only other option is to, you know how these runners like to look like they're professional runners? And
yes,
so they have all the, sponsorships or whatever, and the bikers do it too, right?
You're like, hey, Lance Armstrong.
Exactly.
Hi, America Hillary. I'm sponsored by Shady Grove Hospital.
I'm going to wear one of those where they usually have the number on their back as though they're actually participating in a race at that point, but they're not.
Yeah,
I'm going to have one of those. Yeah, I'm going to have the bib on my back that says, don't yell on your left.
Erica, we're surprised that you're not, wearing casts when you're out there. Because, you flipped a car.
I did flip a car.
Three or four times.
I know, three, yeah.
Driving on a straight path.
Yes, that's fair. That is fair.
You've broken your children's bones by walking behind them on steps.
They ran into me.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, they ran into you. Funny, that's what people are trying to avoid when they go on your left.
Because they know about the broken bones. They've heard about it.
Yeah. and that's heredity, that your sense of balance, and if you're clumsy or not. And I believe your mother has knocked your father downstairs.
Different story. He was that kind of guy.
Oh, my God.
She was that kind of girl.
She was that kind of guy. I have a personal issue, and so I think so.
Yes, you do. That's true.
I have no depth perception.
Here we go.
Since that surgery, right?
So
how do you get your driver's license renewed?
I lied. How do you think, Jack?
Because you should be Ubering, even on the Crescent Trail.
WRQS Washington, a Cumulus station.
Hello, how are you, Salt?
That's such a good plan.
Take up biking. That'll be so much safer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll try
it. A stationary bike.
And then I get to yell.
Oh, 8 o'clock, the $1,000 workday payday in 1 hour on Mix.
DC's best music mix. Mix 107.3.
There is always good news out there to share with you, and we enjoy doing it every morning on the Jack Diamond Morning Show. All that money you spend on kibbles and vet bills could be more than worth it one day, not just for the love of the pet that you've adopted or brought into your life.
Mm.
Here's a perfect example. About 2 years ago or so, employees at a gas station noticed a scared, malnourished stray dog that kept hanging around.
No.
Well, they decided to adopt him.
Good.
He'd been abused and was very skittish, but they eventually got him to trust them.
Good.
Gave him a bath, got him vaccinated, started feeding him every day, and they named him Randy. Ever since then, Randy has been a huge hit with customers. They all want to play with him. They all want to give him a treat.
Sure.
Some of them even go there for gas just to see Randy, so it's increased their business. Anyway, one of the employees was working the night shift earlier this month when two armed robbers showed up and started fighting with him. And he was losing pretty badly. Two of them, one of him, they're armed. And then Randy shows up on the scene. Heard them going at it and came charging to help.
Yeah, Randy!
Randy went after the two robbers and helped fight them off.
Yeah.
So the gas station attendant is okay. He wasn't robbed. Security cameras got the video of it. These guys' ass is grass, and Randy's the lawnmower.
Yeah.
The owner says he's not sure what would have happened if the dog hadn't been there, honestly, but he thinks it's pretty clear now. That Randy appreciates everything they've done for him.
Aww.
And Randy quite literally saved the day.
Love Randy.
All the more reason our pet therapist, Warren Eckstein, used to tell us that when you adopt a dog or cat, they never forget.
And they're forever
returning that love to.
Sure. Yep.
So there you go.
Yep.
Adopt, if you can, a rescue. Adopt from a humane society.
I got two.
Bring them into your home, and, you never know what good may come of it.
Yep.
It's a kind thing to do.
Oh,
there's Jack Diamond Morning Show good news story of the day.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show. Spotlight on Jimmy.
Everybody feels more confident naked in front of strangers. I mean, that's...
Mix 107.3.
It's funny how that song, Not Theirs, has become Weezer's encore or last song of their set. It's so big. It's Africa on the Jack Diamond Morning Show. It's Mix 107.3.
Jack Diamond's stupid criminal file.
Well, my friends, the TSA is a little overwhelmed because of the shutdown right now. And thanks to the thousands of men and women who've shown up and are doing their jobs every day, Secret Service and a number of others who continue to serve this great country in spite of the fact they are going on a month, if not a month, right now.
Coast Guard?
Without a pay. The Coast Guard out there doing their job. And tough jobs these are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so they obviously are a bit overwhelmed for many things, but they still won't miss something this blatant very often, and I bet this was a sweet moment for them.
Oh, boy.
28-year-old guy from Texas named Antonio Salas, arrested last Thursday when he tried to fly from Sacramento, also known as Sacramento, to Austin, Texas, with 43 pounds of marijuana in his luggage.
Oh, my word.
43 pounds of... Was your husband in Sacramento?
Hey!
The TSA in Sacramento actually missed it, believe it or not, but his bags were flagged at the airport in Austin after a drug dog literally fell over, passed out.
Just,
it smelled the pot and alerted. If you're wondering, the drive from Sacramento to Austin takes about 27 hours. Now, I'm not an expert, but it seems that may have been the safer route for Antonio.
Right. Mm-hmm.
After his bags were flagged, he tried to claim... Those aren't mine.
Of course.
Told police he found them on the street before his flight, and he decided to take
them. Don't we all do that? Don't we all just find random luggage?
43 pounds.
We try to tidy up.
Yeah.
We want to keep America beautiful. It's like being at Disney. Come on.
So you have 43 pounds of pot, and you decide to check the bag, right?
Yes.
He's now facing a third-degree felony charge for drug possession. Ooh. Could be looking at up to 10 years in prison. Me thinks he thought the TSA was so overwhelmed he'd get away with it.
Exactly.
The good news is his luggage was 7 pounds under the airline's 50-pound limit. So he avoided the extra baggage fee, Jimmy.
Nice.
If it had been over 50 pounds of pot, he'd also be looking at 20 years in prison instead of 10. So I think our boy at least knew a little bit about what he was doing.
I can't believe he didn't say, I have really bad glaucoma.
Oh, no.
And I don't know that this is criminal, but I think this is just desserts that were served appropriately so. Here's a woman who was clearly looking to make a statement. But I feel like she could have made the statement a little more profitable, quite honestly. 24-year-old Georgia Jackson recently found out her 25-year-old boyfriend, Josh, had been cheating on her.
Oh, Josh.
You're going to love this. Even while she was pregnant with his child.
Charming, Josh.
They've been together for 4 years. So she got revenge by selling his Xbox One that he loves so very much.
Yeah.
For $4.
Oh!
The retail price is $250.
Yeah.
Plus, she threw in a $60 headset and a few $100 worth of games.
Wow.
For the same $4.
Huh.
Georgia said she was going to use the $4 to buy a new kitchen knife.
Oh, Georgia.
Since she used her last one to slash his tires.
No. So anyway, But think of all the games he saved on there in his levels. That's pretty cold.
Here's your Jack Diamond Morning Show stupid criminal file. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has power to send the Saints to the Super Bowl over the blown call in the championship game. Mm. We talked about this a little earlier. It's not going to happen. He's not going to invoke this because it would set off all kinds of trouble, not only for the botched pass interference call, but, I mean, you could undo so many games and go back and say, let's play them again.
Sure.
But Goodell actually has the power. It's Rule 17, Section 2, Article 1. Says the commissioner has the sole authority to investigate and take corrective measures if any calamity occurs in an NFL game which the commissioner deems so extraordinarily unfair or outside the accepted tactics that such action has a major effect on the result of the game. So he could reverse the result, reschedule another game, either from the beginning or for the point where that infraction occurred. Now, obviously, all Saints fans want him to do that. They want to play the game again.
Of course.
In fact, there's a petition that some Saints fans are trying to get signed by enough people to present it to Roger Goodell. He's not going to do that. It's just simply not going to happen, even if it seems like a great idea, because, as I said, it would just... Can you imagine? And then, you know, the Pro Bowl is supposed to be this weekend. Not that most people care about that.
Yeah.
They want to get to the Super Bowl. In fact, it used to be after the Super Bowl, but nobody watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the ratings were abysmal. The ratings, by the way, this past week were off the hook.
Yeah.
The Patriots-Chiefs game averaged 53.9 million viewers.
Wow.
Most watched title game in 5 years. In the earlier game on Fox, the Rams over the Saints, 44.08 million.
Wow.
So those are huge numbers. Everybody's happy about that. But
people
they're not
are watching football. Mm-hmm.
Well, they are. And, I, you know, whether you like or don't like, you know, the Patriots and want to see them in the game again, I guess, you know, the good news for you is then you have somebody to root against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we know people who love football love to root against people as much as they love to root for people in football. So can you imagine if he did... say, let's play it again, or let's pick it up from that infraction and literally have to go back and play this all over again.
Yeah, Goodell would wake up and find all of Boston outside his house picketing.
Do you know, I wonder, though, if...
You don't think people in Boston be
I'm wondering if they'd actually want to play again just to prove that they're that bad.
No.
I don't know. They have such a tremendous... Fans... have such a tremendous... Well, look how many times Tom Brady's been to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, they think... And Belichick. I mean, if they think any team could do it, I could almost... Listen, the team is not going to agree. Robert Kraft is not going to agree. But can you see them throwing down and going, you got it!
Well, and then they'd be at a disadvantage going into the Super Bowl having just played.
They're playing extra game.
Yeah.
I think that would be the Super Bowl. I'd rather watch that, quite honestly.
That would be watched.
The two of them play again this coming week?
I mean, it would be something.
Imagine the ratings. And where would you... I guess you could have it at any field you wanted to because nobody's playing this coming weekend.
Right.
You literally... I mean, and how much time would it take to sell it out? 10 minutes?
Yeah. I say play no pads. No pads.
Oh! Well, that would make things interesting. Tell you what, in a couple of minutes, I want to share with you what it costs to actually go to the Super Bowl.
So
if you want to go, give us a couple of minutes here on Mix and the $1,000 Workday Payday right at 9 on Mix 107.3. I want to go to the Super Bowl. I don't want to pay for it, though. You know, it's a whole to-do. I got to be honest with you. With, you know, the TSA now and everything going on, if they're not back, can you imagine? I'm just thinking. The whole thing is a hassle.
Yeah.
And in this very sad time where, you know, TSA not being paid and showing up for work.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what it will cost you if you'd like to go.
Okay.
I don't know too many people who can just, you know, cut the check for this, but let's try taking a stab at figuring out how much it'll cost.
Okay.
There are countless variables, needless to say, including fluctuating ticket and lodging prices. They call it dynamic pricing now, if you look at Ticketmaster.
I like
dynamic pricing. Not to mention different travel expenses, depending on where you're coming from, then there's how much you'd pay for food and entertainment. All right, getting into the game. Now, that's the big cost. Between $3,500, Jimmy, and $16,000. As of last night, tickets on the secondary market were going between nearly $4,000 and $35,000.
Well, I think we can agree. That is dynamic.
That's dynamic. Transportation to Atlanta on the cheap, like $64, I guess, in gas. Probably $220 if you get a, you know, a Super Saver airfare. If you have to pay full freight, though, regular coach fare, be about at least $300 each way, right?
Yeah.
Maybe $350 each way. Lodging, again, depending on, you know, what your needs are.
Find it.
How many of their, that's true, too. Mm-hmm. Between $300 and about $1,400. Now, we're talking about a suite. We're talking about just getting lodging,
yeah,
just getting a room. You want a suite, you can crank that up to probably $20,000 or $30,000 for the night. Food. Again, these are average prices. This is not going to Morton's and treating the whole gang or to the Palm. This is just eating breakfast at Denny's or whatever, $70 to $125. Now, that doesn't include food inside the stadium, which I can't even imagine.
They came out and said that they're going to be normal prices. A hot dog is $2 in the stadium.
Well, you know what?
That would be $2.
A really nice change.
They said that they were going to do that this year.
When the owner of the team, owner of the stadium, owns Home Depot, he can afford to sell $2 hot
dogs. Probably. Mm-hmm. And that your entertainment costs outside of the Super Bowl, anywhere from no money, if you don't want to do anything, to about $300. So according to those estimates, you're looking at between $4,000 and $18,000 if you buy regular tickets.
Wow.
If you buy off of the secondary market, i.e. scalper or Ticketmaster resell, it could cost you about $50,000 to go.
And you don't even get to see the commercials, the best part of the game at the stadium.
Let's hope that's not the case this year. I mean, both have potent offenses, and the Rams generally have a pretty potent defense. Actually, you know, so do the Patriots. These are two pretty complete teams. So if nothing else, you should get a great game out of it this year.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's not one of the traditional blowouts that have happened. Actually, not in the past couple of years.
A long time since we've had
it. Really has been, hasn't it?
Because they've been real games.
Well, you've got probably, if not the two best, pretty close to two of the best teams in the Super Bowl this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You're thinking maybe it should have been the Eagles?
Of course. But I'm thinking $50,000 or a new TV. I'm
new
going
TV.
Yeah.
$50,000, new car. A new car!
The Jack Diamond Morning Show. Spotlight on Blair.
Yeah, cash is king.
Mix 107.3.